Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
Friday? Yeah, it is. And who's in? Jeff Fitz and Trevor Babcock, both from City View Magazine, because they know what to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. We got it covered. Guys, welcome back. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
When we're back. Season finale.
Yep. This will be the swan song.
Yeah. So, Trevor, you're leaving.
Yeah, I'll be going back to school. Moving back into AM Sunday.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So do you live in dorms or are you?
I still live in a dorm.
Yeah.
By myself.
Oh, by yourself?
One-person dorm, yep. I share a bathroom with one other person.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's not very big, but I don't need a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you don't, yeah. I mean.
You keep the thermostat on.
Ooh. Well, sometimes it's a little, you can put it on whatever you want, but it's not going to do anything up there.
Really?
Yeah. They still control it.
You put it on.
Just there to make you feel like you have some
semblance of control.
When I want it to be hot, I'd put it on 90. If I want it to be cold, I'd put it on 40.
I see.
Yeah.
Just for kicks and giggles.
Yeah.
But it still remains whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We were just talking about that. Mm-hmm. My bride has the house set at, minus 32 degrees. And so I'm walking around in jackets all the time.
More like a parka.
Yeah, it's a parka. And she put a post-it note because I would up the
post-it. You
know, yeah, she put on a post-it note. She said, "Do not touch this thermostat."
Does that work?
Yeah, it does. I go, yes, dear.
You know she's serious.
Oh yeah, post-it.
She needs
notes.
To get one of those plastic, encasements that goes over it and locks.
Yeah, right.
You seen those?
At the hotel or something like that. Yeah. In the conference room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know better. If there is a post-it note that says, do not touch this thermostat.
Well trained.
I am, yes, completely. Well, so this is Trevor's last event with us.
That's right.
We're going to, sorry to see him go. That's right. Yeah, today.
Being Friday.
What it is. All right. Well,
can you believe it?
Have you got anything planned for this weekend, Trevor? I mean, are you going?
Tomorrow I pack up all my stuff. Sunday I move in, so not
much.
Not much,
huh?
Don't have any big celebration plans.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll wave goodbye, and she rides off into the sunset. It's been a pleasure having you, sir.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be on here.
Yeah, okay. He brings the youth.
That's right.
Exuberance.
That the flavor is what you call it.
Right, yeah. So like, when a band comes up and we have absolutely no knowledge about what in the heck they do, Trevor, to the rescue.
To the rescue.
Yeah. All right, what do you got? What do you got on the line?
Let's see, the fair's still going on.
It is.
Been to the fair?
I have.
How was it?
It was busy. There's a lot of people, I mean, I think they're on track, if I remember correctly, to reach over 1 million people again this year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think they're all there. When I was there, it was just crowded.
Well, Luke Bryan should help out. He's coming tonight.
Yeah?
Tonight. Yep, two-time
Friday
Academy
night.
Award Country Music and two-time Country Music Association Entertainer of the Year.
That's good.
Super popular.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of cowboy boots there tonight. Mm-hmm. Cowboy hats.
I wouldn't be so well. I think Slipknot was the only one that sold out, but I think this might be the second most popular, if I had to take a guess.
Did you hear that the FFA, Future Farmers of America?
Yeah, I did hear about this.
Yeah, that they pulled their ushers from the grandstand because of safety concerns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the Slipknot guy. I thought this was really bizarre,
Well,
and then... It was the least rowdy. They had less arrests at the Slipknot concert than they have at other ones.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's because there's no one there to arrest them.
I don't know.
I guess somebody from the fair came out and said that after rumors were coming out.
Yeah.
Good for them. They showed them,
Slipknot.
Well behaved.
All right. Luke Bryan, tonight.
That should be their next album cover. Well behaved.
Well behaved. Yeah, you think? I like it. We'll pass that message on to West Des Moines.
All right. Also this weekend, 515 Alive Music Festival. What's that about, Trevor?
515. So it's EDM and hip-hop festival. So you take your pick, whatever you like. Like electronic music, you'll have fun. Like hip-hop music, you'll have fun. You got different DJs. I don't know too much about the EDM scene. So Grizz, Illenium, Hippie Sabotage. I can't speak for them, but I can say Wiz Khalifa, Suicide Boys, Playboi Carti, they would all be fun live.
All right.
What about Young Gravy?
Young My brother likes Young Gravy, but I'm not too big of a fan.
What's your favorite kind of gravy?
Well, chicken. Turkey gravy. I have no idea what he was just talking about. Zero.
English?
Old Town Road.
Yeah, he was supposed to be there.
Yeah, he was supposed to be. He backed out.
Yeah, backed out.
What's his name?
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. Who, by the way, I just read an article about.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And was bowling strikes. His back was to the pins, and he was rolling the ball down the... Talented guy.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the longest number one hit ever in history. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was sleeping on his sister's floor just a year ago. So, I mean, a fascinating story.
Hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, that's my contribution to this conversation.
I liked it when he was advertised as a special guest, so he'd probably just show up and play that one song and be done.
But he's taking cowboy gear to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Red hats and shiny boots.
Also tonight... Party in the park at Walker Johnston Park.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
It says, end your summer right with Party in the Park. Oh, there's more. The activities for the whole family starting at 5. Food trucks, beverages, live music, free kids activities, bounce house, laser tag, crafts, games, paints, and more.
All right. Walker Johnston Park in Urbandale.
Family fun.
Yeah.
That's a nice park.
It is a nice park. Yeah. Yeah. They have a skate park there, mm-hmm. you know, and, of course, there are... You know, they're going to build this massive skate park in Des Moines. Yeah. And, giving an opportunity for young people who skate to teach other people how to skate.
I always go down there to catch Pokemon, because that's where they all are. Or Pokemon Go. So I always see people skating.
Yeah. So that's where the Pokemon is?
Where are they?
The Donald Walker Johnson.
Really?
They actually, designed the game so, in parks, there's more. So they get people to go to
the parks. Is that still something folks do?
Oh, yeah. If you go down there, you'll see people playing everywhere.
You know, was a couple of years ago.
Over.
Yeah, I thought it was over, too.
Not even close.
well, you know, downtown.
There was a time where you couldn't walk out the door.
I know. Downtown, in front of the studio, is the Western Gateway.
Yeah.
You know, the art.
The sculpture park.
Sculpture park.
Nuts down there.
It was nuts down there. There were so many people in there. Staring at their phones and bumping into art.
Yep.
You know, it was just amazing. And then I didn't see them anymore, but you say this is still a deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. Almost everybody had it when it first came out, so even, a third of the people are still playing. It's still a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Or even a fifth of the people, still a lot.
All right.
That's true.
Walker Johnson Park, that's where Pokemon is.
That's where they are.
Yeah, that's it.
I went to the sculpture park when they had, this big meetup for it, and... People were getting arrested for jaywalking because they were running across the street to get other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best Pokemon guy you ever bought or caught?
In Pokemon Go, I just remember getting my Snorlax. That was a big moment for me.
Snorlax? Yeah.
Big fan of Snorlax.
All right.
Still got him?
Well, I still got him. I'm holding him tight.
Snorlax. I've never done it.
This is now... The second conversation, I have absolutely no idea what the hell Trevor
that's why
is talking
about. We need Trevor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What are we going to do next week?
I don't
week?
Know.
No Trevor.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. Yeah.
All right, Saturday, Pentatonix World Tour with Rachel Platten at the Iowa State Fair. More fair music.
More fair.
They get so many good shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pentatonix are the acapella group. They do a lot of covers. Super popular, though.
Yeah.
Get popular off YouTube.
I've seen them on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yep. Saturday this weekend, Farmer's Market.
There it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Sunday, Hootie and the Blowfish. And
really?
Group
where?
Therapy. Tour, the special guest, Bare Naked Ladies at
the
Iowa
fair?
State Fair.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hootie.
Oh.
Darius, not Hootie in the country.
No.
This is Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right, I know. I got it. It's a different Hootie.
Yeah, I grew up listening to Hootie and the Blowfish from my dad.
Yeah.
So that kind of caught my eye.
I like Hootie and the Blowfish. Darius
Rucker.
Rucker, that's it, yeah. Who interestingly enough, he was profiled in this piece that I was reading about gone
The other guy.
Yeah. with the phones ringing in the back. You know, somebody must not have put those on silent. Yeah, that's the way it goes. So
hello.
Darius Rucker is going to be Hootie and the Blowfish Sunday.
Maybe that's his calling, right?
It could be. Is it Sunday?
Sunday, yep.
Yeah, fair.
Sunday at the fair.
Cool, all right, got it.
Sunday is also the last day of the fair.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Next week, Cubs, Iowa Cubs all versus right. the San Antonio Missions.
Who?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You hate them.
Yeah, we hate them.
Just about to say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
San Antonio Missions.
Oh, boy.
And I believe the I-Cubs have made the playoffs.
Yeah?
I think they clinched.
You know why? They're the Missions, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's who they're playing.
Well, you know, there's that little place down there. The
Alamo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the Alamo?
Yeah.
Anybody? Have you?
I've been to the Alamo.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Jeff, have you been?
No.
I think what's fascinating about this is how small it is.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. And it's also like how there's like so much around it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, there's a city yeah. around the Alamo. I mean, mm-hmm. the Alamo is this little tiny place, and there's this big city around it with these tall buildings. And you go, what? Really?
Is it in San Antonio?
It is. Yep. Right in the heart of San Antonio.
San Antonio is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I don't even remember the Alamo.
What? You're supposed to remember the Alamo.
Yeah, come on.
That's the one thing you're supposed to remember.
Never forget the Alamo. Davy Crockett. You know?
You got it, Trevor.
Yeah. All right, so the San Antonio Hoorahs are coming to town.
The Missions.
The Missions, yeah. You hate them.
Well, if the Alamo's a mission, didn't they get massacred at the Alamo? So they're like San Antonio, like, we get massacred. Is that the, it's not a very fearsome mascot.
No. But it stands for something, say? Yes. Remember the Alamo.
Remember.
But we hate them.
The we missions. Hate the San Antonio Missions.
Come on. All right.
All right, what's this next one, Trevor?
We got Cody Coe and Noel Miller at Hoyt Sherman Place.
This Cody Coe.
Yeah. These are like two online comedians that are like super popular, people my age down there. So, yeah. I'm kind of behind on them. I don't know too much about them, but definitely probably a big event. I'm
right,
sure
they're playing Hoyt Sherman. That's a nice venue.
Yeah. I think they're going to be doing songs, doing comedy, all kinds of stuff.
The duo believes that the key to their success lies in their ability to overcome their smallish physical stature with their 6'7" personalities.
There you go. Towering personalities.
Mm-hmm. How tall is your personality?
Sometimes it's 4'11".
Depends. It fluctuates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Come learn how you can summon your inner tall guy.
Oh, at this event.
Yeah, that's their tagline.
Right.
Might be something. I don't know how to say this next one, Trevor.
I'm just going to say Kaunashi.
Kaunashi?
Probably wrong, though.
What is Kaunashi?
So maybe you can try to it's right there at the bottom. You might know.
Kaunashi. Okay, I'll go with that. Vaudeville Muse.
Yep.
Kaunashi. Okay. Yep.
So they are...
Konnichiwa.
Seems like a pretty interesting band. They had, like, cool art for their show. And also, they got all kinds of different genres they're kind of describing themselves as. Blues, groovy, sludge metal.
Sludge
so it'll be,
metal?
Yeah, so that's, like, really, like, toned-down guitars, really slow, like, atmospherical type stuff. And, you know, I'm just... Seemed like a really interesting band for, like, everything I've seen.
Vaudeville Muse. What day is that?
It'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday. All right. Wow, can you top that, Jeff?
No.
No.
That's all we got.
That's all you got. It's a wrap. Well, it is.
It's fair week.
It is fair week.
Everybody goes to the fair.
Everybody goes to the fair. Yeah, I was down there last week going again, and, Lyle Kreps. Lyle Kreps is the owner of the Stockman's Inn between the cattle barn, the horse barn, and the pig barn, right? So I've known Lyle for years. He was one of the originators, one of the big promoters of the Des Moines Grand Prix.
I remember
years
that.
Years and years and years ago. Yeah.
Hated it.
Did you?
Hated it.
Because all the barricades.
Was the Des Moines Grand Prix?
Oh, they had Grand Prix race cars racing in Des Moines.
Downtown.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think it went for two or three years. I can't remember. But
it was a big deal at the time. But I went down there. I was young. But you couldn't really see the race, and it was just, like, super loud. But you just watch them go by for, like, one second. And it was like, just wasn't, didn't grab me.
Yeah.
But I think if you're into racing, maybe it's.
But if you're into racing and it was in the city streets, you know, and
it was a big
just kind of cool.
That summer, everything was Grand Prix.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
But anyway, that's Lyle Krebs. Stockman's in.
Tell him I hated it.
Be there. I suspect, you know, tonight being Friday, I suspect Stockman's might have a country band playing tonight.
Think
probably
so?
Probably tomorrow. Oh, yeah, usually they do that on the weekends.
Should.
Big time.
Sounds good.
And usually pretty good, too.
Anything you want to tell Des Moines before we sound off, Trevor?
Stay classy. I don't know.
Stay classy. There you go.
Love Des Moines. Yeah. I'll just say I love you. How about that?
And you can do that because it is Iowa.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Trevor, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for pitching in and doing this and being the youthful voice of the Business News Hour and City View as we check on stuff to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
All right. That's a wrap.
They say. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour that puts a nail in the coffin for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. Get busy, Aaron. We're starving over here. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Trevor, and for Jeff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.